Good evening. Happy Friday night. This is Ram Nation Radio. I'm your host, Joel Cantalamessa. You're listening to Mile High Sports Radio on AM 1550 KDCO, 94.1 in Denver, and 96.9 in Boulder. This is the show where we talk about CSU athletics for the next hour. Only show like it on the air. We got a great show for you tonight. We'll talk about the big win over San Jose State, road victory last week, the upcoming game against Hawaii tomorrow, and we'll also have a couple of special guests on. We'll have a longtime Ram Nation message board icon, Hall of Famer, Mike Rowe, posting as Cam's Chorizo on the board. A lot of you Ram Nationers know about him, have met him, have been part of his tailgates, and know what a great fan he is. We'll have a good time talking about all things CSU athletics. And in the final segment, in the Ed Bozar Chevrolet segment, we'll have Kyle Bell on to talk about a variety of CSU topics as well. First of all, I want to go back and look at what a game that was in San Jose. It was a little bit of a nail biter. You know, CSU got off to that slow start, despite the first long pass to Higgins, 44-yarder, whatever it was. Looked like CSU was getting out of the gates hot, especially against the number one pass defense in the country statistically. And they go up top, and Higgins makes a great catch, and then the drive stalls. And then you knew from there on, San Jose State scored quickly, and it was a dogfight for a while. CSU, despite playing very poorly in two of the three phases, they played terribly on defense. They may have gotten two stops the entire second half. Fortunately for the Rams, they came late when they really needed them. One was a turnover, and then one was a turnover on downs to end the game. But they somehow found a way to win despite playing terribly on defense. Special teams had some major gaffes. They found a way to win. They came back. They took control of the game. Thankfully, they had the running game going. DeHart had four touchdowns, over 100 yards. He had a great performance from Garrett Grayson, who really performed well and admirably with a injured groin, which you try to move laterally on an injured groin, that is not comfortable. And you could see what kind of pain and limited mobility he had that entire second half. But they did what it took to win that game. They did just enough. They showed that they could compete and actually beat the number one pass defense in the country. They tested it early and often, and they had the best performance against that defense as anybody's had all year, and that includes, you know, the likes of Auburn, Minnesota. So CSU has shown that their passing game is legit. Their running game was really what was important to make sure that was going to alleviate the passing game. And then they had to put up the points to overcome a Swiss cheese defense that, you know, had been pretty good most of the year, but had a major letdown on Saturday night. You know, you pull a win out on the road, that is, you'll take it any way you can get it. You know, CSU has not had a lot of success going on the road and winning ball games, but they've done it four times this year. One of them was a neutral site game, but four times away from Hughes Stadium. Two conference road victories so far, and they've got to have to keep doing it if they want to win this conference, have a chance at winning this conference, and to keep ascending in the polls. The only problem with just squeaking by, and I look back to a major turnaround in that you know, fourth late in the game, you had Trent Matthews, who I think is a spitting image of Sean Stockman of Boys to Men. You should Google it. But he picked off a pass with a few minutes left. The Rams were up 38-24 at that moment and looked like he might take that into the end zone, would have given the Rams a 3-touchdown lead. At worst, you get tackled inside the 10, maybe punch it in, or, you know, maybe you're just conservative and you kneel on it and the ball game's over and you win by 2 touchdowns. But instead of winning by 2 or 3 touchdowns, he fumbles on the return. San Jose State gets the ball back and marches not only for a score to pull within a touchdown, but they recover the next onside kick and had a chance to tie up that game. And in fact, they did until a instant replay review showed that the receiver was out of bounds. So heart-stopping moments for Ram fans for the Rams. but you take the win any way you can get it. The only problem is as you're starting to watch closer and closer this team in the polls, and everyone thought it was foregone conclusion last week. You know, if CSU wins, there's going to be at least a team or two that slips up in front of them, and CSU should have the merit to move into that slot. Well, they got leapfrogged by two or three teams and basically sit in about the same position they did last week, despite a road victory in a conference game. And that's just goes to show you that style points are going to matter when it comes to voters. And let's be frank, I mean, you're not going to have the majority of coaches, actually probably very few coaches will have seen that game. They're looking solely based on score. And a lot of the AP poll voters do the same thing. They're not watching every game, and they're just going to take a look at the score. A 3-touchdown win at San Jose State would look a heck of a lot better than a 7-touchdown squeaker or 7-point squeaker. So I think that really cost the Rams a chance to be ranked. More importantly, they are still on the outside looking in of the top 25 in the college football playoff poll, which is really what matters. If you're trying to get into one of those New Year's Day bowl games, such as the Fiesta Bowl, as they've been projected in a couple different areas, you're going to have to start winning games a little more convincingly, apparently, to crack that top 25. And they are a hard bunch to please, apparently. Marshall, who is undefeated and assumingly better in better shape than CSU at this point at 8-1, Marshall is still not in the top 25 of that college football poll, so playoff poll. So there are there's a lot of work to be done. You know, that CSU still has a lot of work to do on the winning front. They still got to win out, and they got to get some help from Boise, and they got to get it from Marshall. But, you know, just keep taking care of business. And that brings us to the upcoming game against Hawaii. The only downside of that game against San Jose State, just getting that win, is you had a couple, it came at a cost. You know, you have Garrett Grayson, who's playing outstanding football right now, I think is one of the best quarterbacks, playing as one of the best quarterbacks in the country. You know, he hurt his groin. Rashard Higgins injures his shoulder. Now, he was upgraded on Thursday, from doubtful to questionable for this game. So it sounds like there's a chance he might play. I believe they're planning on playing Grayson as well. And it begs the question, do you play these guys when Grayson may be at 50% or Higgins has a chance to re-injure that shoulder? Or do you take a little bit of a gamble knowing that you've got a team in Hawaii that hasn't won away from the islands under Norm Chow in 15 tries? They've lost 16 straight, that program has, away from the island. And you look at that and you say, well, maybe we don't risk re-injuring that groin or making it worse or re-injuring the shoulder to Higgins, and you maybe rest them. Because if you look at it, if they took light reps all this week, you've got all next week, a bye week, and then you've got the following week leading up to the next home game against New Mexico. You know, that's 3 weeks of non-game action that you could have a chance to get them healed and ready for the, you know, the final two regular season games and a bowl game. Only problem with that is CSU is not anywhere near at this point in their rebuilding in this part of their program growth to take anybody lightly. So regardless of Hawaii, they're 2-7. They have played pretty well at home. Close loss against Washington. Blanking on their other close loss there. Might have been Oregon State. And they've played relatively well at home, so they've got ability. But for whatever reason, they really struggle on the road. Do you risk it? I think you play the horses that are available. I don't think you take any chance. You play Grayson's your best option, regardless of whether he's 50% or not. You play who you got. So that's been a little bit of the debate on the Ram Nation message boards. You know, do you rest him or not? I stand on the side of the fence where you play everybody who's available. You put your best team on the field no matter what at this point in the program's growth. Now you look at tomorrow. It's supposed to be 60 degrees and game, you know, it'll drop by game time at 5 a little bit, but it's still, you're looking at great weather for the first week in November. You've got a team that's 8-1 and a team that's won 7 in a row. So they're really on a roll. They've got a lot of, you know, great things going for you. There's a lot of excitement around the program. and you get a report out of the athletic department that they're only expecting 26,000 to 28,000 people show up, that's discouraging to me, you know. And that's a byproduct of the long, you know, decade-long losing streak there, where it's going to take an extended winning streak, an extended winning over multiple years to kind of build that base back so that there's not these dips every week. You know, you go from a sellout 32,500 down to 26,000 in 1 week. You know, what's the difference of playing Wyoming or Utah State as opposed to playing Hawaii? You're still going for your ninth win, your eighth in a row. You are battling for a conference championship. You're being talked about nationally as a chance to get in one of these New Year's Day bowls. So it's amazing to me that that is still a struggle, and particularly the number that they came out with Wednesday evening was, you know, and I haven't heard an update since then, but only 6,000 students had picked up their tickets yet. I really think we're going to see on the higher end of that attendance projection. I think the athletic department ticket office has been kind of being conservative with their estimates this year, and being pleasantly surprised when they've hit the higher end of that. So it'd be really nice to see a good crowd tomorrow. I still look back. In 1994, I was a junior in college, and CSU had just come off a huge win against Wyoming to go 9-1. They were in line for a conference championship. They had a game against Fresno State in the regular season finale on the road, still looming to make that official, make that conference championship official. And they had a strangely scheduled game against Arkansas State, a non-conference opponent, in between the two. And they went from having 39,000, one of the biggest crowds they've ever had in history, and they had the temporary bleachers, dipped all the way down to 14,000 people at Hughes Stadium for the Arkansas State game. And I was a reporter for the Collegian at the time, and I remember writing a column on how pathetic that was. And it's just, you know, that was back in the initial stages of the program's growth, and we're kind of back to square one just because of the extended losing. And you know, we're gonna have to see consistent winning out of this program to get those fans back on a consistent basis. I think that CSU has got to do a better job with promoting specials and doing a marketing effort to, you know, particularly for these last two games. You host Hawaii tomorrow. You've got New Mexico in a couple weeks. That game's going to be at 11:30 in the morning. If you're only going to get 26, 28,000 for this game, I can imagine the dip that an 11:30 a.m. game might get, and who knows what the weather will be like in, you know, late November at that point. You know, I look at the contrast here. I got an email from the Air Force ticket office a week or two ago, because I've bought, you know, tickets as a visitor to that stadium many times as a CSU fan. I got a part of some mailing list that they sent me an offer for $22 lower level tickets or $8 upper level tickets if I just put in a online promo code of CSURams.com, CSU Rams, into their AirForceFalcons.com ticket office. And I think that's outstanding marketing. And you get $8 tickets, anybody's going to go to that game. I live on the south end of Denver. I know a ton of people that have taken advantage of that. You know, these are people that haven't gotten driven up to Hughes at all, not even once this year, yet they're going to go down and see the Rams play at Air Force just because of the great offer. You can't turn down that price. So CSU, there's a lot of things they could do to help alleviate that attendance issue. But hopefully you all get out there and make a last-minute decision to attend that game. We talked a little bit last week that ECU, East Carolina, was ripe for an upset at Temple. It did end up losing that game, so that opens up the fact that CSU is now ahead of them most likely in the college football rankings, playoff rankings. You still got to have Marshall lose. They got to go to Southern Miss this week, and Boise plays New Mexico. So we'll talk more about that. We'll talk more about the upcoming game with Hawaii. We'll have Mike Rowe, Cam Chorizo on in the second segment here, and Kyle Bell in the third segment. Thanks a lot for joining us. We'll be back on Mile High Sports Radio after this.